This News Talk 1010 podcast is brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.
It is Monday afternoon, and that means Toronto Mayor John Tory joins the program. Mr. Mayor, nice to have you.
Hey, Ryan. How are you doing? And Rafi?
I'm very well.
Hello, Mayor. How are you?
Hi. Good, thanks.
Let's start off with the announcement today. I think a lot of people were assuming maybe it was going to be Friday, but it's Wednesday, where Toronto is going to enter into phase two of reopening. First off, your overall thoughts about it. Is it the right time?
Oh, it's definitely the right time. Our numbers, as we said, have been moving in the right direction for 2 weeks. We've been watching things turn from yellow to green in terms of our dashboard, and that's the same dashboard the province was looking at. And so, as I've said repeatedly, there were no two people who wanted to reopen sooner than did Premier Ford and myself as soon as the numbers were good. And so we talked about not having to be on some kind of a calendar one-week timetable. And so as soon as the going was good, they announced it today, and it's going to happen on Wednesday, and I think it's fantastic for people and fantastic for business.
Let's talk about this a little further when it comes to the guidelines for all three phases. They've been out for quite a while. When it comes to Dr. Mowat and Saad Rafi, how involved were they in this process, and how much longer are they going to be involved in this?
Well, this is exactly the process they've been running. I mean, the reason we have probably the best guidelines that other municipalities have copied and have asked for from all around, and that they're so complete in terms of helping business to understand what the constraints are on the reopening, whether it's a bar, a nail salon, a hair salon, a host of other businesses, is because of the work that they have done. And it's the two of them. Dr. Mowat is the health expert, and Mr. Rafi is the one that's been talking to the businesses about different business considerations. And this is the kind of work, a small example of the kind of work they've been doing on making sure this happens right, so that we're ready, and we can say we're ready when we get an announcement on Monday to have those shops and businesses open on Wednesday and know exactly what rules they have to conform to at that time.
Is there an end date on their employment?
Well, no, because the opening of things continues. I mean, there always was an end date. I think in Dr. Mowat's case, he goes through to the end of July, and I think in Mr. Rafi's case, he goes to September or something like that. There always was a confined time during which they were to be employed. But, you know, I have in my hand right here, because I knew you were going to ask me about this today, a 12-page document that has such fine type on it. I could ask you to name any page between 1 and 12. And it's just a long, long list. The page I have in front of me, bylaw enforcement, noise enforcement, bylaw for adult services, bylaw for cannabis. These are all services that have to be resumed. Every one of them needs a plan to resume the services that were all suspended at the time the pandemic took over, and it goes on for 12 pages. The reason that we're able to reopen the splash pads at 4 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, the first day we could, 4 o'clock in the morning they'll be getting turned on and filled up or whatever they do with them, is because we had plans led by people like this to be as complete as possible so that the people of Toronto would not be denied any more time from these services than was absolutely necessary. So that's why we're able to turn on 124 splash pads at 4 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday, because we have a plan.
I see Ryan putting that into his calendar. He's taking his kids to the splash pad at 4 a.m. He's going to be up for it.
Well, we're turning them on at 4 a.m. so they'll be ready when it is 10 o'clock in the morning and people want to go. But having said all that, they actually can be turned on like 48 hours from now, because we had a plan to have it all ready to go and just be able to turn a switch. That's what planning
does. A lot of people have been looking for reasons to cool off, and offering that service is key to a lot of people in the city. I was in Lake Ontario on Saturday. Ryan's giving me a hard time about it today, especially because we saw a very large turnout of people during Father's Day yesterday at Woodbine Beach. And we're hearing that no tickets were issued. About 500 verbal warnings were handed out. Can you explain that?
Well, I mean, I think the approach taken, and again, I've explained this many times here when I've been asked, that I don't give direction to law enforcement or bylaw enforcement about when they write tickets or to whom they write them or when they write them. And I think Ryan, and perhaps yourself, I don't know you as well, would be rightfully outraged if you thought politicians were giving direction to the police officers or to bylaw officers. So the approach they have taken, but I do concur in it, is that, you know, yes, you write tickets where you think it's appropriate, but by and large, what we're trying to do is educate people. I will also say to you, as we said in the case of Trinity Bellwoods Park, that when you get to a stage of a kind of a mob crowd scene like that, I think largely fueled by social media and fueled in part by the fact that a lot of these bars that will open on Wednesday were not open in the clubs and so on, you could hand out as many tickets as you want. It is not going to take the party away from that place at that time. It is not going to stop people from throwing their garbage on the ground, which I find absolutely reprehensible. And I said earlier today at the press conference, I mean, it is within the kilometers of beaches we have in the city of Toronto, and it's a great natural blessing we have, it is virtually impossible to have enough bylaw or police officers to patrol every kilometer or every inch of that. It's impossible. You need to have a degree of public cooperation in order to stop that sort of thing from happening. So, and you can't draw circles on the beach either.
No, I mean, you can. They just get washed away, don't they?
Well,
but, okay, so on the topic of bylaw officers then, Mayor, you know, I'm thinking about that incident that was filmed at Centennial Park, two black women claiming that this bylaw officer was discriminating against them. Do you have an update on that investigation?
Yes, we've appointed an independent person to conduct the investigation. She started her work that she was, we appointed her or retained her on Friday, and she started her work on Friday. I actually spoke to the two women over the course of the weekend. And just said, you know, wanted to just reassure them we had made an appointment of someone to do the investigation, and they told me that she'd already been in touch with them. So I will only say to you that she understands that it's in the public interest and it's in the interest of all concerned, including the bylaw officer and the two women, that that investigation should be completed as soon as possible, and it will be, and we will then report the results to the public and act accordingly.
Can I just go back to the beach thing for just a second?
Sure.
I'm just curious as the behind the scenes stuff. Because I mean, Trinity Bellwoods happened, then you cracked down on things, and there were circles on the ground. And Trinity Bellwoods hasn't had that kind of volume of people since then. It hasn't been a party. What's the planning like ahead of time? I mean, we had a day yesterday, it was well over 30 degrees. Today it feels like 35. Are you guys saying to yourselves behind the scenes, hey, maybe people are going to flock to the beach? It's Father's Day weekend. We need to get out ahead of this. Is that going on?
Well, yes, but I mean, the trouble is, as I said, Ryan, we have like kilometers and kilometers of beaches. I can't even name them all, nor could you probably, because there's just so many of them. So you don't know exactly where the party's going to end up when there is going to be a party. And you've noticed that since Trinity Bellwoods Park, there hasn't been another big party there. Then the next time it shows up, it's at Cherry Beach. And you know what? If there's a future time, which I hope there isn't, just because people are sensible about the fact this poses a health risk, it'll be somewhere else. And so you're lucky if you get to know where it is before it's already started, because I think what happens is the first number of people show up, and then it, on social media it becomes a place to, for, you know, for people to come. I suspect many of them not even Toronto residents, and then you have that kind of scene, and we take no heart from that, but we can't possibly have sort of flying squads of bylaw and police officers that are everywhere at the same time in a great big huge city like this. We have 1500 parks. I forget how many beaches. There's like 39 beaches or something. It's just not possible, and this is something that I respectfully, I try to explain to you many, many times when we have these kinds of discussions where, you know, this is a huge complex city, and it's just not possible to have bylaw people or police officers at every corner stopping people from speeding a car or from having a party. So we do our best and we try to anticipate them. And you know, sometimes you have the right people in the right place at the right time. Sometimes you don't.
Okay. So if I'm on a patio, is there a bylaw officer going to come by and maybe make people feel a little bit nervous? I mean, there are restaurants that are looking at reopening, very excited to reopen for Wednesday. Mayor, maybe they don't know the guidelines. Maybe they don't know if they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, again, you see, again, I I find it so funny because, of course, I could go on different radio shows or even the same one sometimes and be accused of running a police state for closing High Park down during blossom season. And then the next week, I'm slacking off because we're not having enough bylaw officers. I will just say to you,
we're all asking questions.
I know. It's all fine. I mean, I just laugh at it because you can't win no matter what you do. But I will just tell you, of course, there'll be a reasonable number of bylaw people out there that will be just watching to try and make sure that people are kept safe and healthy. It's not about trying to give business a hard time. We're told in Ottawa, where they're running a week ahead of us, that what happens on the patios is people, and this is people wanting to have a good time, I get it, but they start pushing the tables together, and you know, after the alcohol consumption is up after a couple hours, you know, it's turned into kind of a good old-fashioned party scene, when in fact what we're trying to do is to make sure that people go and enjoy the patio, but that they actually keep in smaller groups separate from each other to stop the spread of the virus. So
yeah, it's,
you know,
true.
Yes,
singing and dancing is banned.
There, But will they be trying to, you know, be the killjoys? No, they won't. They'll be trying their hardest to make sure people are kept safe and healthy, because that's what we're trying to do.
If you were to be honest with me, if you were still doing this job and you found out that there wasn't one ticket issued to the thousands of yahoos that decided to go on the beach or down at Cherry Beach on the weekend, you would be apoplectic on this show.
I can't, you know, Ryan, I can't put myself in that position anymore, because I guess I know too much now about a number of things, which is I know too much now in particular about the dynamics of a crowd scene involving a lot of people that have had quite a lot of alcohol. And it comes to how you deal with protests, although the alcohol isn't as much of a factor there, but it comes to when you go to Trinity Bellwoods Park or you go to the beach and there's a lot of people that have had a lot of alcohol and you're a bylaw officer and there may be six of you there and there's 5,000 people there that have had a lot of alcohol, it's a very careful dynamic that you adopt for your own safety and just not to cause mayhem that would, you'd be talking to me then about that, about how many people were injured in some thing that broke out. So I have learned a lot about that, and so I can't take myself back to the day when I was a talk show host and didn't realize all these things. There's a lot of things I've learned from running a big government that has a lot of moving parts and that has a big public dynamic that you have to deal with thousands of people in crowd scenes.
It's the most polite way anybody's ever called me dumb before. Mayor Tory, we appreciate the time today.
Well, look, I wouldn't suggest that Saad Rafi should be able to suggest, or me, that, I mean, I did a talk show. I had to learn how to do it. It was painstaking. But, I mean, I wouldn't suggest any of those people should be presumptuous enough to say they could just arrive at 1010 and sit down and do a 3 or 4 hour talk show off the top of their head. They couldn't. Everybody's got their own skills. So that's what we all do, and hopefully it all works out for the best for the city. That's what we want.
There we go. Mayor Tory, thank you so much. We'll check back with you on Wednesday. We've got lots more to come.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Mayor.
Is he going to hang up on me? There it is. Oh, no.
He's learned a lot. He's learned a lot, Ryan.
This News Talk 1010 podcast was brought to you by PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca. Wrongfully dismissed? Changes made to your job? Lowballed on severance? Find out if you have a case before you call a lawyer. Go to PocketEmploymentLawyer.ca.